The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Daryl Hazel. The Boilermakers are 1-3 overall and visit Michigan State at noon Eastern time on ESPN2. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Yeah, looking forward to going up to Michigan State this weekend to open up conference play. Got a tremendous amount of respect for Coach D'Antonio and his staff, and it's going to be an exciting challenge for the Boilermakers, but we're excited to go up there.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, what's your philosophy on letting injury information out to the public and media? If memory serves, you were comfortable with having reporters live tweet off practice at least last season?
I don't have any issues. If it's nothing major, I don't have any issues of our guys talking about some of the injuries that I share with them. I don't want them speculating sometimes and reporting things that may not be true. But if I give them the information, I have no issues of them sharing the information to the public.
Do you feel like coaches maybe overrate the whole secrecy factor and think they're going to have an advantage over somebody if it's not clear if a kid is hurt or not?
Eddie, I really don't know what those other coaches do, to be completely honest with you. I don't track that, and all I know is what we do over here.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Welcome.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, as you've begun your scouting process of Michigan State, what have you seen on film so far, and what do you expect to see this weekend?
Well, you know, they're always going to be a well-coached football team from top to bottom, and that's what you see on the film. You know, offensively, and you know, they're going to run the football and play action pass you. Defensively, they're going to play their, you know, plus one, plus two fronts with man-to-man coverage on the outside, and then they're going to be solid in special teams and every once in a while sprinkle in a fake to keep you honest. But, you know, the reason they're number 2 in the country is because they are so well-coached and they got good players.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thank you.